A love story like no other.
I wait for you, always.
I don't smack, do you?
No, I just remove the eyelids.
Yeah, and I lock them in a little cupboard under the stairs.
A forbidden love.
I will not allow you to date my daughter.
The government.
The government.
The government.
The government.
The government.
A bond that can't be broken.
You had to run away.
Between an heiress.
I find you guilty.
And a shoebox of blind baby mice. Bill Nicholson presents Who Traveled Love in cinemas now.
Gotta roll the dice, gotta think outside the box, a box of ice. Tiny little house, but that is sure nice. Glue Traveled Love. Glue Traveled Love. Buster's Ecklewig FM.
Some welly into it.
Yeah, I'm nearly got it. Oh, slippy, isn't it?
You're joining us live at the 233rd Ecklewick Agricultural Festival, and I'm so excited to say that we are witnessing the miracle, well, one of the miracles of farming. What's happening here? We are with Farmer Slutherford.
Bill for short. Full name, Samus.
For our listeners who couldn't get a ticket, can you just explain what we are witnessing?
Well, what's happening is your city boyfriend is trying and failing to deliver a lovely calf from Maisie. A prize.
This is hard. I feel like the further I push in, the more it is getting away from me. Is that normal?
Your arm's not in nearly far enough.
Is there something wrong with Chris's technique? Mrs. Pipe has mentioned that.
He hasn't got his arm in far enough. You know when you're walking home from a nice night on the town, you got your arm round your pal, you hook him round the far shoulder. That's what you got to do with a calf. You got to get all the way and just hook it.
Yeah.
And usher your new chum into the sunlight.
Come on, Chris, get in there.
I've got it. I got it. It's coming out. Yeah. Oh. He is. Is it supposed to look like that? What is that?
That's a calf. Another one for the bonfire. You watch over Maisie in there. I'll go and fetch the hammer.
So let's get that full arm rinse and get back to the festival.
Agriculture Festival on Ecklewick FM. It's the Agriculture Festival to
I'm all right. It's gone over the top of my gloves and down into it, so to be honest, I think this lease is for bin. But welcome back to our live rolling coverage of the Ecklewick Agricultural Festival.
Sponsored by Chemnice, pesticides, spread them wide.
And we are out here camping open air.
It is wild. I never thought I'd see you camping, to be honest.
No, I'm a first-time camper. It has never, ever appealed to me before, but my wife made it perfectly clear that she needs full use of the house for the entire weekend. So here I am. What about you?
Yeah, similar situation, really. I also have a group of strange men staying at mine this weekend.
Oh, God, yeah.
I've actually sublet my caravan to the band.
The Ecklewick Barry Band?
Yeah, just the eight of them and all their instruments. I did originally say 6 days maximum, but I realised on the contract I've written 6 months.
Right.
I'm sure it'll all be cleared up when I get back, and then it can go back to just being me, my flatmate with the iron lung, and the postman.
That postman, still not gone?
No, do you know what? But I've become quite fond of him, actually. And because there's not a lot of space, not a lot of furniture, because he's so tall, you know, 6'2".
Yeah.
He don't mind if you sort of sit on him or use him as a dining table.
Battery hens live a better life than that.
You're never cold.
Never, ever cold. So, for all you out-of-towners, we've been covering the 233rd Ecklewick Agricultural Festival all weekend, starting on Friday night with the piglet dressage, going all the way through to tonight's closing ceremony, where this year's Lady Muck will perform her merry tune. And yes, the rumours are true, this year's newly crowned Lady Muck is our very own Amy Winnett. Can you tell us about it a little bit more, about the selection process, which is shrouded in secrecy?
I guess so. I didn't apply or anything like that. They just the town elders pick you in the night, and they come into your house and they pick you out of bed and they parade you around the town shouting, "Muck, muck, muck. And I didn't even know it was for this festival, to be honest. I thought it was just my past coming back to haunt me. So I'll be just playing a little bit of recorder at the end, just a little talk, a bit of fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun, but it's also extremely serious. After last year's festival, when Lady Muck, pardon my French, bleeped it, Icklewick has been blighted. I mean, inside out calves are just the start. Some of these carrots, they smell quite like, I don't know, like yoghurty, sweaty, meaty, I don't know. I don't want to eat them. It really is quite a big thing. I mean, look at the way that the farmers are looking at you, hope in their eyes. Well, the ones that are looking in the right direction, do you know what I mean?
But what's that got to do with me playing the recorder? I don't get it.
Well, legend has it, if Lady Muck doth not play her merry tune to satisfaction of the agri gods, lo, Icklewick shall be further blighted with 12 more months of weird countryside stuff, like that inside-out calf we saw, and all those gummy carrots.
Oh, that sounds like quite a lot of pressure, doesn't it?
But this year's festival is going to go off without a hitch, in part because of our good friends and sponsors, Chemnice.
Pesticides, spread and wide.
They have put so much money into making sure that this is the biggest agricultural festival that Icklewick has ever seen. And some people like to have a go at chemicals companies these days, but I go drinking with the lads who are the managers at Chemnice, and they are straight arrows, every single one, top lads. I mean, look at the place, you can see it there, just upstream. That one, that glowing one over there.
It's like Disneyland Paris.
Yeah, if you like barrels of chemicals. And I tell you what, they were saying, since we've left the EU, it's only got more fun up there. They can do what they want.
Can I just bring you back to that Lady Muck thing? I'm sort of stressing out a bit. I didn't realise it was that much pressure, to be honest. I feel a bit like I'm... the weight of the town's on my shoulders, you know what I mean?
I bet you do. I would do if I had that amount of pressure on me, but... Oh, can you smell that, Amy?
What have you done?
No, nothing. It's hot food. Can you smell it wafting? Like out of a cartoon, like two old fingers up your nostrils, pulling you over there. It's Mr. Patel!
It's Mr. Patel's food stall! Well, how are you doing?
Oh, it's a wonderful time, everybody's having a wonderful time. The meat is selling well, people are enjoying it. Some people are complaining about they found some tooth in the meat. People just have to eat around it.
You can't really tell from the menu what it is.
Meat is the mystery, you only will find out when you taste it. And that's the USP. Freshly boiled, freshly cooked in killer plastic bag, but they come with the morning. You have to eat around the tooths. You can't miss them. You can just have to eat around.
Do you want to try it, Chris?
Yeah, bag me up.
Bag me up a bag of that mystery meat.
This is for Chris. Amy.
Oh, it's hot, isn't it?
It's very hot. Oh yeah, it's cheap, but I mean they're nothing compared to the. I thought it was an eyeball, but it's not. It's a sack.
I can't see how people are complaining about this because, oh, that is the best boiled bag of meat I've had since I was 10-year-old.
You're getting hair?
Oh, yeah, best bit.
I feel thankful to be able to eat that.
Are you crying?
No, I'm not crying. It's just a perfectly natural reaction to the consumption of delicious liquid bun. And is it true that you haven't had much experience in hospitality before?
Hospitality is natural. You know, you're born, you are eating food from your childhood. You don't need any training for that. It's natural. That's why you don't need a certificate. It's, hygiene is like, you know, natural.
Natural hygiene, natural flavours. Delicious. Thanks, Mr. Patel. Chris Piper, anywhere now, to go over to our roving reporter Simon Tuck, who's at the main stage and he's going to be interviewing a group described as the Maroon 5 for English market towns. It is, of course, Top Loader. Simon, are you there?
Well, you look where you're going, mate. You look where you're going.
What? Are you with Top Loader, Simon?
Yeah, I'm just meeting up with the lads in a sec. We're back dancing in the moonlight. Is that them? That was their famous one, wasn't it?
Are you not with them now?
Well, Top Loader are not. They're not around me. But they are still dancing in the moonlight. That was them, wasn't it?
Yeah, that is them, Simon. Are you at the festival, though?
In the moonlight. Yeah. And you dance in the sunlight. Was that them?
No, that's a different one.
It's not anything.
Which one's Top Loader, then?
Simon, you should be with them. You should be with them. Where are you now? Where are you now exactly? We're at the festival.
Right, you're at the festival. Do you want me to spin your yarn? Do you want me to tell you a tale?
No.
Or do you want me to just tell you the truth?
Just tell me where you are, Simon.
I'm walking down A Road. It's not safe. I say that for a start, but, you know, where I'm at in my life right now, to be honest, if a bloody dumper truck hit me, I'd be laughing.
That's probably, very dark, probably Simon.
I'm a married single dad. It's just me and her. She's gone and got pregnant again somehow. Yeah. Now, before we know it, we've got another baby on our hands at six. Damn. I just add it up to it, guys. And the last thing I needed was to try and find Top Loader and talk about the hit single Dancing in the Moonlight.
I don't understand that.
It's the night, it's the moonlight.
No, that's not it, Simon.
It weren't good.
Why have you left?
Points. I need a drink. I need a couple of pints. I need to get off my face, lads.
Well, you're at work.
I need to get off my face. Beers in there are too expensive, right? And you've got to bring your own cup because they're all environmental now, which I think is made up. I know they're just trying to stop us driving our cars. I'm walking down this bloody A road, don't know where it is, but I'm hoping there's a pub at the end of it, right? Mm. If you want to sack me. I need a weekend.
Simon, where are you going?
I don't know.
Well, come back to the festival, Simon. Come back to the festival. Come back to people that care about you. Come back to Top Loader, okay?
All right, I'll interview Top Loader.
Well...
Fine, I'll do it.
They might have gone. We'll see if we can...
I'll find them, I'll interview them. When you dance on the moonlight, blah, blah, blah. Was that it?
That's closer, yeah. I think that is closer.
That's catchy. Undeniably catchy.
When you dance on the moonlight, you dance on the moonlight, dance on your dance. What's it?
Yes, yeah, not that exactly.
No, I don't like it. I don't like them. And I'll tell them when I see them.
Well, just be careful. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you later when Simon Tuck will be interviewing the one and only a Top Loader.
It was a turkey sandwich.
Don't do the cash fries.
Oh. Unbelievable. Chris Parker and
on Echo. And now here we are in the farmer's market.
Yeah, I mean, lots of sights and sounds and smells. And Amy, look at that. It's a pig in a drum circle. What's that about?
I don't know, but it's absolutely wonderful to see.
The pig is clearly enjoying himself. That's strange. Let's keep walking. Hello, what's your stand?
Hello, this is honey made from local bees. It's absolutely delicious, so I'd love you to take a try. And what are these lovely, colourful jars right next to them? Look, those jars have got absolutely nothing to do with me. They're all his. Hello there, sir.
What's in your jars?
Well, I'm not quite sure, but it's been coming out of my abdomen for some time now.
You can't get more locally sourced than that.
What is it?
Well, I don't know. I used to hate it at first, but people started liking it. So I just siphoned it off with a spatula.
You can make that with your own body. That is amazing. Chris, try some.
I politely decline.
Well, I'll take three jars.
Come on.
It's two
put
for
them
one.
Down, Amy. We've got enough jars of viscous substances knocking about. Let's take a moment to look at this stall. Who are you? What do you do?
Hello, I work for the Beef and Dairy Marketing Board, and this is the perfect stall for those working or just interested in the production of beef animals and dairy herds.
And what does the Beef and Dairy Marketing Board have to do at the Icklewick Agricultural Festival?
So you may know that Icklewick has traditionally been pretty obsessed with pork. People here are kind of like Germans, but not as good-looking.
We love swine, don't
we? Yeah, and they're absolutely obsessed with sausages. And basically, you know, what we're trying to do here with the Beef Marketing Board is try and show people there's another way and really stop them from eating so many pork sausages and move on. One of the ideas we had, and we tried this, was there's the old saying that you don't want to see how the sausage is made. We put together an experience where people from Icklewick would be brought in to see how the sausage was made. And in most times when we do that, people are, you know, on the floor gnashing and wailing, puking. But here, they were enthused and they were like, I want more sausages than before. And so what we had to do then was we're trying to introduce a different kind of sausage. So to move them away from the pork sausage, we graduate them onto the wild boar sausage. We then give them small veal sausages, and then finally we move them on to the final destination, the rich beef sausage.
Hey, Chris, that sounds nice.
I don't think anyone would be interested in that at all.
So we're just trying to bring beef back into the conversation. And we're doing that. We've got lots of different things here for the kids. There's the offal bin. So you can just drop your kid off. It's like a creche, really. Let meat be your childminder.
Look, old kids, eh?
And here, for example, we've got this banana.
Oh, yes, I can see it.
So that's an example of something that isn't beef. And by looking at that, it brings into sharper focus what beef is.
That's dead clever.
Yes, that is so clear that beef is not a banana. And what's over here?
So this is a promotional cape. Would you like it?
I'll try it on, I guess. Ooh, that does complete the look, doesn't it?
It really goes with your... pre-existing leather codpiece that you're wearing.
It's not a codpiece, it's a beauty belt. Me and Mrs. Piper spicing things up. It's fine, it's very modern. Now, I don't want to bring the mood down, but I think we do have to address the so-called epidemic of these inside-out calves. As an industry spokesman, can you tell us what on earth is going on with them?
I initially thought it might be a positive thing. You know, suddenly the beef's on the outside, we don't have to slice them open anymore. Unfortunately, as you know, this beef, it's a kind of corrupted meat, cursed flesh. It can't be eaten, and so it is a bad thing. So we had to look into what caused this. One thing I can say for sure is it's got nothing to do with those guys up at Chemnice.
Is that a Chemnice baseball cap you're wearing?
Yeah, just to keep set up my eyes.
And what about the hoodie?
Yes, I've got a hoodie. I've got a Chemnice Letterman jacket.
It's just a lot of Chemnice.
Oh, don't be doing all of this. I'm so sorry about her. She went to a comprehensive.
Next, I imagine she'll be trying to bring up the big brown packet in my pocket full of £20 notes. You've got a problem with that?
Well, yeah, because it's in a Chemnice branded manila envelope.
Well, yeah, because they're lending me money.
I'm sorry, something smells fishy, or porky, or beefy.
Listen, what needs to happen here is that people need to stop questioning Chemnice, need to stop investigating Chemnice, need to stop auditing Chemnice. The people at Chemnice are innocent, like babies, like loads of innocent babies, and I don't appreciate what you're doing here,
I bet you don't.
Yeah. And I think, actually, all of our research shows that the responsibility lands firmly at the feet of Lady Muck.
No, I didn't even choose to be Lady Muck.
All I've got
is a recorder and some tunes to play. It's going to be lovely and everyone's going to dance and it's got nothing to do with inside-out calves and that.
Amy, it's a holy mandate. Your job is to do the performance and save Icklewick from the blight. And I've got something to tell you. It's very soon. I am so sorry about her. She doesn't have any GCSEs. But thank you so much for your time. It has been illuminating. The next time I'm offered a pigskin blanket, I might say no way.
Say no way and reach for the cow tarpaulin.
Thank you for your time. And now let's hear some of your highlights from the festival.
It's the Agriculture Festival on Ecoweek.
I've been to so many festivals before, but this is by far the best one I've ever been to, because you know what? I went to Glastonbury and they checked my back. They need to check my bag here, you know what I mean? They really should have done.
Yeah, it's great. It's really taken my mind off the fact that my dad, Ken Fink, is missing. My dad, Ken Fink, of Pinocchio's, formerly. I'm sure he's still around, but we've got to be realistic.
Oh, me, having a time of my life, man. It's amazing time. I got tattooed the lyrics on my arm, like temporarily, for Blurred Lines. It really, really hurt. Why isn't it coming off? I was bleeding.
A lot of people have actually been having a go at me for, like, chilling out at the agricultural festival. My dad is missing. I actually broke off from a search party to be here. We were going through an adjacent field, and I thought some of the cows were quite aggressive. So I decided to spend my energies here in the trance tent out of respect for him.
Renewal. Life. Gaia. H2O. Peace. Chemnice Limited. That's nice. Just nice chemicals. Nothing weird.
Ah, hello, listener. I've just momentarily lost Amy. She isn't at the tent, so Simon Tuck should be back now, so maybe he's got eyes on her. Hello, Simon, are you there? Please, have you seen Amy?
I'll kill you, mate. I'll kill you.
Simon,
what? I'll rip your
Simon,
head off.
Simon, what's happening?
I'll rip your arms and your legs off. I'll shove them up your arse, mate. What do you think about that?
Simon, are you back at the festival?
Where's Amy? Is she there?
She's not there. I can't find her.
I need her down here. Nah, things are kicked off, mate. It's like Vietnam. It's like Escape from New York or something going on right now. Everything is going absolutely nuts. I don't know who started it. I do know it was me, but it wasn't me. It was the ADHD. Can't help it.
But where are you?
I'm at the tap room down the road. I didn't come to the festival. I was going to come to the festival, but I was like, actually, I really need that drink. I can't afford it. So I kept moving. I got to this place. It said it did beer. It's double the price, Tony.
It's Chris.
It's double the price. I've had a bad weekend. I need it this weekend. I walked all the way from... I could be interviewing Top Loader. He's looking at me now. What did I say, mate? Do not look at me. So anyway, I ended up just like absolutely... smashing this place to bits. They've called the police already. Can you undo that? They can't undo that. Police have come in, maybe armed. I did tell them I was loaded. I don't know why I said that with hindsight. I shouldn't have said that. I'm not, by the way, I'm not. But it's too late now. But anyway, police have come in. Who knows, maybe it will be death by a cop. But, you know, maybe that's a better way to go than what I've had to deal with this weekend.
Please try and stay alive.
Whatever they come at me with, I will come at them the same.
Right, but what if they come at you with a gun?
I give what I get. If they come at me with a gun, then I will tell them I've got a gun, and I'm just going to run out there and just blaze a glory down there. Because this weekend, I needed this weekend. Oh, Is Amy there?
She's not there. I need to
Amy
find her.
Amy would really sort me out right now. I don't want to put pressure on you, Tony. That's the last thing I want to do. But basically, if Amy was on here right now, it would solve everything. But if she's not, then basically you're letting me die.
I can't help. I'm too busy to
you've
help.
You've always been weak like that, Tony.
No.
You've always been weak. And
no.
That's all right. Oh, can you do this for me, Tony?
I've got to go.
Tony,
please.
At my funeral, I want you to play something for me. Do you know what I want you to play?
What?
Dancing on the moonlight. When you dance in the moonlight. All right, police are here. Here we go. All right, Pete, Simon Toke, give us a toke. Let's have it.
Simon, are you there? Oh, God. Well, hopefully the brave women of the Ickowick Armed Response Unit will go easy on him. What am I saying? They're going to kick his head off. I've got to find Amy. Yeah. Amy? Amy? Excuse me, have you seen Lady Muck? No. Get out. What's this big angry crowd?
Okay, guys, there's no need to raise voices. Every bag of meat here actually boiled to 76 degrees. That's the condition I experienced, my terms and conditions.
Oh,
and it's
yeah,
a mystery package. Whatever you get...
Oh, what's that? What's that sound? It's a recorder. Amy? Are you in there?
No.
Amy, I know it's you.
Oh, it's an American lady.
No, Amy, please let me in. Oh. What's up with you?
Oh. You can come in. It was like that when I got in it. That's not me.
What's going on? Why have you run away?
I can't do it. I can't do the Lady Muck closing ceremony. There's too much pressure. I feel like I'm having a panic attack. I didn't know all this weight was going to be on my shoulders, and I just don't think I'm going to be able to pull it off, and I'm going to let everyone down. I'm going to let the town down. I'm going to let the calves down. I'm going to let Kem Nice down.
You know the notes.
Yeah. B-A-G-G. A-B-G-G. F-F-F-G-G-G.
You see?
Yeah.
I know it.
It's just like, I don't know if I'm doing it under the...
Open the door, please.
Wait, sorry, there's some American ladies in here.
Mr. Patel, come in.
Lots of angry people complaining about their food and asking for a refund. They say the meat is not good enough for them. And I tried my best and I explained everything. It's a mystery meat. They're saying you are just selling inside-out carb and they won't refund.
Are you selling
inside-out carb?
Yeah, it's a mystery.
Oh, Mr. Patel.
It was going to waste and I saved the waste.
It's for a bonfire because it isn't safe.
But once you cooked it very well, 76 degrees, then it's safe to eat.
I don't know if that's science.
It is science.
This is a disaster. This whole thing is a disaster.
But Amy, don't you see? You're worried about playing the recorder. But Mr. Patel, he's come to this festival without any food safety qualifications. He's been stealing corrupted meat and has had the gall to sell it in plastic bags. And if he has the nerve to do that to the people of this town, then I know that you are going to smash this playing a song that you already know inside and out.
Like a calf.
Like a calf. Amy, can you hear that? They're cheering. For you, for Lady Muck.
Do you know what? Maybe I can do it. Maybe I can go on that stage and be Lady Muck and close the ceremony and make sure that all these calves are born with their organs on the inside. Right, mind out the way. Oh, I've got it recorded on the toilet. Oh.
Pluck it out like Excalibur, get it.
Oh, okay, all right, I've got it. Okay, I better go. Right, bye. I'm on it.
You go, girl. You just going to stay there?
Yeah, I will stay off the side for a while until those customers go away.
Yeah, probably for best. See you in a bit, pal.
It's the Agriculture Festival on Ickowick FM.
Yeah, it's great. We've got loads of free stuff, didn't we?
Yeah, indeed, yeah.
We've got giving these glow sticks, like Chem Nice glow sticks. They're great. They keep your hands nice and warm,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, it's burning a little bit, though, isn't
it? A little bit. And it's glowing a lot.
It's glowing a lot, actually. To be honest, it really hurts.
It hurts, doesn't it? Yeah. Hurts.
I think I've got a bit in my eye, actually.
Even if he's got a bit dead out there, he's probably going to get reincarnated into, like, one of these goldfish in a bag that I might get to take home.
Well, to be honest, we're a little bit disappointed. Obviously, Genevieve came third in the three-legged race, but Timmy the tripod does have an unfair advantage. You know, he's got that extra leg. Well, at least I think it's a leg.
Oh, I just don't want to go back to my normal life. I've just got to hang up my assless chaps and put down my shop bikini and go back to being the chief executive of Barclays Bank.
People of Ickowick, that was Top Loader! Well done, boys, when you dance
In the moonlight. This is Simon Toke. Give us a toke. It's Simon Toke. That's right. Right. I didn't think I'd make it here. Got a bit of a bother earlier. Big shout out. Thanks to PC Muggins and the whole of the Riot squad over there. They gave us a lift here. They're all right. They're all right. Never let it be said. The police, they do a bang on job. They really do. Especially with nutters like me around, eh, lads? Big top load of fans. They let me off. It's all right. Now, please welcome your chosen one for this year. It's Lady Muck!
Oh, Simon, you all right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had a great day, actually. Oh. A lot of fun. I had a right rumble with them cops.
Oh. Hello, Wickle Wick. Here we go.
You have been listening to Ekalvik FM, created and written by Chris Cantrell and Emmy Gladhill, with additional material from the cast, featuring Tom Burgess, Cy Campbell, Janice Connolly, Colin Holt, Ed Knight, Nimisha Odedra, Ben Partridge, Nicola Redman, and Mark Silko. Sound